Le'ili Nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkamben Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Nazir Perk Tes Mishnah Aleph. Hagoyim Ein Lohem Nazirus. Goyim, there's no din of Nazirus by Goyim. Even though, like the Rav points out, that Goyim can bring Karbanus to be brought in the base of Mikdash. But when it comes to Nazir, the Torah says, specifically, Daber El B'nei Yisrael. So there's a drasha that's Dafka B'nei Yisrael and not Goyim. And if a Goy makes a neder to be a Nazir, it's nothing. So he could still drink wine, cut his hair, because he's not really a Nazir. Because the Torah is Memayit him. However, Noshim V'Avodim Yesh Lehem Nazirus. But Noshim, women, the Torah specifically says women. But Avodim also have Nazirus. Normally, the din is that anything that a woman is chayv in, an Eved is also chayv. When we say an Eved here, we mean a non-Jewish Eved, an Eved Knani. But a non-Jewish Eved has a din of an Isha, Lagabi all mitzvahs. And the reason, though, over here, that our Avodim are in the parsha of Nazirus, is because when it comes to Nedarim, different than everybody else, when it comes to Nedarim that are Inui Nefesh, things that will not make the Eved work as good, or things like that, the Neder isn't even Chal. Any Neder that has Inui Nefesh or any kind of Bitul Malacha that he wouldn't be working, it's not Chal that the Master wouldn't even have to force him to go against his Neder, because it's not even a Neder. It's Batal by itself, like the Rav points out. Why is that? Why by an Eved does he not have Nedarim? So the Torah says, by Nedarim, La'asor Isar Al Nafsho. And the drush is that a person only asks his own nefesh, but if a person's nefesh, his will and his nefesh is not in his own hands, it's in the hands of a master, where the will of the master is that he works, and he doesn't get weak from not eating, he's not in the parish of Nedarim by that. So therefore it's not even chal. Also by Shavuos, and on that it wouldn't even make a difference whether it's Inui Nefesh or not, all Shavuos that an Eved makes is batal, and you don't need anything to uproot it. It's batal intrinsically. So one would think the same thing by Nazir, but the Torah makes a drasha. The Torah says, V'amarta aleihem, and that's coming to include Avodim. So it's special gzeres akosav that an Eved can make himself a Nazir. However, the difference is, though, that when an Eved makes himself into a Nazir, the master can tell him at times, I want you to drink. Or let's say he wants him to work a cemetery field. I want you to work that field. He can tell him that, even though he's a Nazir. So when it comes to Nazirus, the Eved can become a Nazir, but when it comes to the master telling him, I want you to drink wine, that the Eved is different than all other Nazirim. Mishnah continues, Chomer b'noshim mi'b'avodim. It's more Chomer v'noshim than avodim. Shu koifes avdo v'enu koifes ishto. Because, like we said, he can force his Eved to drink wine and be metame mesim. But once his wife accepts upon herself Nazirus, he can't force her to. Chomer b'avodim mi'b'noshim. But there's a chomer by avadim more than nashim shu mefer nidre ishto ve'enu mefer nidre avdo. That when it comes to his wife, if let's say he was mefer her nether the day that he heard it, so he canceled it, and then afterwards says, you know what? It's actually a good idea what you made a nether on. She still doesn't have to continue that nether. But when it comes to his slave, if he forces his slave to go against the nether, and then afterwards he says, you know what? Continue, like by Naziris. He says, you know what? Continue to be a nazir. He has to actually continue being a Nazir, because, like the Mishnah tells us, that he's not Mefer the Nidre Avdei. Hefer li'ishto, hefer olamis. If he's Mefer his wife, so that's forever. She doesn't have to go back, like we just said. Hefer la'avdo, yotzo l'cheris mashlim niziroso. If he's Mefer his Eved, now here, it's not being Mefer the Eved, because we just said that you can't be Mefer his Nazirus. All you can do is force him to drink wine temporarily. So that's what it means. It's like a borrowed Lashon, like the Rav says. Like if he forced his Eved to drink wine temporarily or to be metame mesim, yotzal lecheres, when this guy goes free, after he's an Eved, mashlim nizirasoi, he would continue his nazirus, he would continue the counting. So if he counted 10 days, master forced him to drink wine, and then he was freed and becomes a full-fledged Jew, he has to continue the rest of his nazirus. Avar mi kineged panav, if he runs away from his master, Rabbi Meir omer lo yishter, Meir says he shouldn't drink wine now. So this guy's still an Eved, he's an Eved Knani, and it seems that everybody agrees that he's allowed to taka drink wine. Why? Because a master wouldn't want him to be weak, just like if he was living with the master. Nevertheless, Reb Meir says, Reb Meir Omer lo yishta, he shouldn't drink, because we want to encourage him to go back to his master, because when he goes back to his master, then he's going to drink. Reb Yossi Omer yishta. Reb Yossi, however, says he should drink, because ultimately the master is going to find him, so he shouldn't be sick and die, because ultimately he's going to go back to his master. His master is going to search for him, and he's going to go back to him. And because of that, it's as if he's in the reshus of his master right now, so he's able to drink.